Welcome everybody to my first radio program. I'm joined by Brian and John. I'm very excited to announce that we have a very special guest today. Remember, I'm 10 years old. Nothing I say or do will be used against me in the court of law, and please don't judge. I'm honoured to introduce Miss Sarah Henderson, everybody. Hello.
Nathaniel, hi, and wow, this is so exciting to be joining you on your very first radio program, Apollo Bay Radio, 87.6 FM, and I am so proud of you. What a gig you have.
Thank you. So, Miss Henderson, what's your favourite band?
Now, you can call me Sarah. We're very grassroots in Corangamite. And, of course, I'm the federal member for Corangamite, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here in Apollo Bay representing this wonderful community and talking to you on this great radio station. Now, my favourite band, this sounds a bit daggy, but in the 80s, sort of, I'm a little bit older than you, I loved Sherbet.
Sherbet.
Have you heard of Sherbet and Daryl Braithwaite?
Is that the person that plays How's That?
Yes, it is.
I think I've heard of it.
Oh, excellent. Well, they were a favourite of mine when I was probably a bit older than you, but they were a big favourite of mine.
Okay. So, do you mind if we go into some questions?
No, let's talk local community, let's talk politics, let's talk personal, whatever you want.
Okay. So what school did you go to?
I went to a couple of schools. I went to Sacred Heart College in Geelong, and then I went to Geelong College. I grew up in Geelong. So I've got a sister and a brother, and though I have travelled around a bit in my job, but it was a great place to grow up, and of course I now represent Corangamite, which is a very beautiful part of the world and a wonderful region, as we all know.
Well, that eliminates my next question.
Oh, excellent.
Because you said Geelong, so that's all right. I already know the answer to that. What was your favourite teacher? What?
I had lots of great teachers, but I had a really wonderful teacher in my last year of school who taught me English. His name is Robert Doyle. Now, Robert Doyle is now the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. He went into politics, and he was an amazing teacher. He was a very clever, very inspiring. And, you know, one of the things that we think is important as a government is teachers that really inspire students, and he was one of those amazing teachers. So, and he's still the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. And he's still inspiring many people.
It sounds like my teachers.
Really? Are they fantastic? Well, having just been to your school, Nathaniel, we had a great visit. I am so blown away by the complete transformation of your school. Apollo Bay College is just looking amazing. And as you say, a really inspiring place to learn.
Yeah. Well, just a shout out to my teachers, Miss Hudson, Miss Jade, and Miss Keating.
All great
really
teachers. Now, did I meet any of those teachers today?
Yes, you met Miss Keating.
You met Miss Keating,
Miss Hudson, and Miss Jade.
Oh.
And also a shout out to Mr. Cole, who just left last week. So, yeah, that was a shame. He was a really good teacher.
And inspiring to you as well.
Oh, very.
Yeah, great.
So, did you have a gap year after high school?
I actually didn't. I had a fairly unusual transition into work. I went to work as a cadet television reporter with Channel 7 in Melbourne.
Oh, wow.
So at the age of 17, I headed up the highway and joined the Channel 7 newsroom. And it was a pretty heady old day in those days. Not many women were working in TV. But it was amazing. It was such an incredible opportunity. So I worked pretty hard in my first year out of school, learning all about writing and reporting, going out on the road, telling lots of different stories, doing a bit of travelling. And it was, really, really fantastic.
So this is a hard question. What was your most embarrassing moment growing up?
I've had a few embarrassing moments. Why don't you tell me your story, yours
most,
first, and then I'll tell you mine.
The worst.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to tell you?
It's okay. We keep secrets.
We will keep secrets. It's only you and I.
When
I was in grade six, so just a bit older than you, I wanted to be a magistrate. I don't know what got into my head, but I was fixated about being a magistrate. And my dad was a solicitor. And I said, "Dad, can I borrow your wig?" Because they all used to wear wigs in those days in court. And Dad said, sure. And Mum was quite worried because they're quite expensive. And I was, you know, 11 or 12.
And they attract fleas.
And they do. they do attract fleas. And they can be quite perilous to wear. And sometimes for some magistrates, the fleas hang around all the time, as I've heard in the Geelong community. But that's another story. Oh, you're a classic, Nathaniel. So anyway, I went to school proudly with my wig that I thought was a wig, and guess what my mother had given me?
What?
A white toilet seat cover. So I put this white toilet seat, fluffy white toilet seat cover on my head, and I thought it was a wig, and all the whole class was laughing at me because I was wearing a toilet seat cover on my head, and that was really embarrassing.
Oh, that's
do you like that
cold.
One? What about you? Have you got an embarrassing moment?
Well, this is quite actually personal, but all right, I will tell this because I'm committing to this radio station. So, wow. A while back, I was, I think, 5 or 6, and I was walking, we were cleaning up our paddock in our backyard. We have a paddock in our backyard. And we were cleaning up the ragwort, the roots, and I went out to get some drinks for everyone. And I came back, out to the paddock, and they said, oh, you have to pick up that piece of poo and put it in the bucket, because we all have.
Yes.
And it was, yeah, and I picked it up and I put it in, then they all started laughing, and I said, what's so funny? And they, well, they didn't pick up the poo.
Oh.
It's kind of mean.
So it was a bit of a trick.
Yeah.
Oh, and was that your dad playing that trick on you?
Well, no.
No?
It was my brothers.
Oh, your brothers.
In front of their friends.
Oh, that's, well, you'll know to get them next time, won't you?
Yeah.
You have to think of a way of getting them back.
Yeah. So
now, you've got some, you've got a few more questions for me.
What's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour is blue.
Oh, I like blue.
Yeah. I won't tell you why, but that's my favourite colour.
Okay. What's your favourite breakfast?
Look, I have been trying to eat less wheat and less sugar lately, not always successfully. So I've been eating eggs. I love eggs. So this morning I had some scrambled eggs. I didn't cook them.
So what's your favourite, scrambled, fried or poached?
I'm tending to like scrambled a bit at the moment, but I don't mind a boiled egg as well.
Yeah. So this is a very hard one. Do you drink tea or coffee?
I actually drink both. And I probably drink a bit too much coffee.
Right.
I do like coffee, but I do love a beautiful cup of tea in the morning when I wake up.
Do you follow football?
Go Cats.
Ah.
Go the mighty Cats.
Okay.
So what response have you got to that one, Nathaniel? Are you with me all the way? Hang on, you've got some contraption that you've just picked up on the desk. Oh! Did that get a... That got a blooper. So who should I be following?
I'll just give you... C. Wood. So that's C, a C wood. And ends with wood.
Collywobbles? Collywobbles, is it? Collingwood.
There you go.
The magpies. Yeah. Well, look, I have 3 nephews. My sister has 3 boys. That the oldest 2 follow Collingwood. They're a divided family. And my youngest nephew follows the Geelong Cats with my sister.
I guess so, that's your favourite nephew?
My favourite nephew, the one who follows the Geelong Cats.
So, if you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
Well, I love animals and I love all sorts of animals. I think, I haven't really thought too much about this one. I must say I love horses. If I could be an animal, I probably would be a beautiful horse that could run wild and, just enjoy this beautiful part of the world. Long as that wasn't a feral horse, of course. We don't like feral horses.
We have a lot of horses. Our neighbour, we run horse rides.
I know. At Bimby Park?
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
The cutest thing you will ever see is when a horse is rolling around in the dirt and it's just... Oh,
it's so cute. I know. They're beautiful, magnificent animals, aren't they? How lucky are you to grow up on a property with so many horses? That's really special, isn't it?
Do you like sci-fi films and TV shows?
Look, I do. I was a bit of a Doctor Who fan. and a bit of a Star Wars fan. So I do. What about you? Do you like sci-fi?
Do I like sci-fi? If you could be, If you could be any,
That's good.
Any Star Wars character.
You're doing an amazing job. Any Star Wars character. Well, I should really. I might say.
I'm not allowed to answer this.
Oh, okay.
I'm not allowed.
You think I would might say Princess Leia, yeah. But I think Luke Skywalker. Because he was a bit of a hero, and I was a bit fond of Luke Skywalker when I was about 13. I think that's about it. I think I've got my time frame
your favorite
right.
Doctor? Wait, I can guess. Tom Baker.
Oh, yes. I'm quite keen on Tom.
He's good.
Yeah, he is good. Does Maxwell Smart come into this at all? Can we call him sci-fi, or is he a bit not really?
No.
I was pretty keen on.
My favorite My favorite Doctor. I really, really like the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith.
Yeah.
But when
is he the 11th? Is there that many Doctors on Doctor Who?
There's 12 Doctors.
Oh my goodness.
Well, 13, including the other Doctor, which is the War Doctor who fought in the Time War.
Oh yes, right. I am so pleased I'm speaking to you because I can learn a lot about Doctor Who from you, Nathaniel.
Okay. So and David Tennant. So, Sarah, when are you going to get a limited internet in the Cape? Because let's face it, I need it for my games and my research.
A great question. And one of my very big jobs as the local federal member for Corangamite is to stand up for you and to stand up for all residents in Corangamite. So we've had a big battle to get TV reception fixed in Apollo Bay. And I'm really delighted that the broadcasters are going to install new infrastructure to fix TV reception. NBN is really important. And that is coming to every single family right across Australia. So it is coming, which is very, very exciting. And just to help you with your games and research, we've got a new mobile base station coming to Cape Otway, along with one in Apollo Bay. So communications that we recognise is so important. That's why the government has been putting a lot of focus on investing in communications. But we know that the TV reception situation has been driving everyone nuts. And I'm delighted that the installation of the upgraded microwave link and the change of transmission frequencies will happen in a couple of months' time, around about August, September. So that's what a good Member of Parliament has to do, go out and fight for the investments and the infrastructure that we need.
I'm speechless. I'm lost for words. I'm finally getting internet. So you already answered that the NBN is going to reach all countries in Victoria, but what do you think of the opposition opposition leader, Bill Shorten?
Well, I really think that the right solution for our nation is Malcolm Turnbull, the Prime Minister, because we have a very strong focus on jobs and on getting young people into work. We're not really sure that Bill Shorten is the answer. We don't want to see Australia run like a union. I'm just telling that just between you and I, Nathaniel.
Got it?
Yeah, good. But I think as a member of Malcolm Turnbull's team, we're really focused on making sure that everyone gets a fair go, including young people and particularly people like yourself at school studying with a very strong focus on technology and science and maths, because we're all about developing the jobs of the future. That's so important, and we want to make sure that you get all the opportunities that you can to choose the sort of job that you want to do when you grow up.
I'm honestly a bit of a scientist myself. I prefer to think to myself as a quantum physicist.
Really?
I try to.
Well, you definitely... Malcolm Turnbull is your man then, that's all I can say, because that's our focus. It's all about the jobs of the future. But no, seriously, science and technology is so important to our nation. And how exciting for you, Nathaniel, that you've got that huge love of science. It really is wonderful to hear.
So when do you reckon we'll get an indoor swimming pool for the Apollo Bay community?
It is such a good question. I tell you what, the question is, where is it going to be? Is it going to be at the school or is it going to be at the harbour?
Well,
so one of the jobs that I've got is to try and get some funding for a business case. And I know there's a lot of hard work going into a business case to get a swimming pool built because you desperately need one.
So we already have a swimming pool built at the school, but it's not very good quality. So
no.
Maybe if we just built a roof and a roof and walls around that, then you don't have to really pay any more expenses to put all the concrete and the planking and all the water.
That's a look, that is fantastic. I know there's been a lot of work done to look at whether we could convert the pool to an indoor pool, but let's work on that one. That could be a job for me if I get re-elected, okay?
Okay.
Now we're just about to finish up, aren't we? Yes. Will we do one more?
One more question.
One more question?
This is the biggest question
yes.
of them all.
Yes, okay.
20 seconds to tell our listeners why they should vote for you.
What a great question. Well, Nathaniel, can I say in 20 seconds or less, it's been a great honour to represent the people of Apollo Bay and the Corangamite community. We are focused on jobs, on driving opportunities, and on standing up for communities like Apollo Bay, whether it's the $5 million for the Forest Apollo Bay Road, whether it's the NBN, its base stations, it's the investment in the Great Ocean Road. So I hope that my track record shows that I've been a really good Member of Parliament and that, with respect, I'd love people to vote for me again.
And time is up.
Oh, excellent. Nathaniel, can
I... So, well, guess what? You got my vote, so...
Well,
thank
Nathaniel,
you so much for coming.
Nathaniel,
honestly,
it has been such a wonderful treat. I'm very proud of you. What an extraordinary feat to have your own radio show at the age of 10. You will go from strength to strength. I have absolutely no doubt. Congratulations, and I'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much.